Welcome back. You are listening to Grilling Guys on the Grilling Guys Talk Network. Man, we've had a great show today. We started out with a little Ted Nugent and then went into the Stormy Cromer. And now we're going to wrap it up with, you know what? Next weekend is the opener of bow season. We're only a week off. And on Wednesday last week, I picked up my crossbow from Alan Bob Sports. Had taken it there and gave him a couple weeks to run through it, and shooting like a dream, man. They even sighted it in for me, so I don't have to dink around with that. It's pick it up, ready to shoot. I shot it a couple times down there, and it was spot on when they got it back together. So
they have a nice selection of crossbows.
Right.
I've noticed that they keep, of course, like anything, they keep changing, but some of the newer ones are quite small and light.
Yeah, mine's not. I got mine's about 4 years old, and I've got one of the heavier ones. Easy to hold steady in the tree, but it's a little bit heavy if you got to hold it at draw for a while, you know.
Which can happen.
Yeah.
When the deer looks at you. Yeah. When you pull up. But I have one of their Bowtech compound bows, and that is extremely light.
Yeah.
And I love that because I've got it set at 72 pounds, so it's a pretty good pull. But it's a nice light bow, so I can hold it back for 2-3 minutes without shaking too bad.
Yeah, well, ever since I blew up my shoulder, I don't have the capacity to hold it anymore.
Oh yeah, that's
so
torture.
I had to go to the crossbow, but
absolute torture.
I tell you what, that if my buddies that I bow hunted with, they know I couldn't hit a bull in the ass with my other regular compound bow, and it's really made me more confident having this crossbow, being able to shoulder it. You got a scope on it. You
That's
put the crosshairs
a lot,
on
though.
It.
That's
it,
worth a lot,
right.
Because what you don't want to do is wound an animal and let it run off.
Right.
You know, gut shot.
Right.
So they run 2 miles.
Oh,
and
you can still
die.
Miss, you know, but
yeah, it's a lot harder to
right,
miss.
Right, it
now.
Is. It is a lot harder. So.
And the key is practice, and practice out at further distances. You know, if you're typically using a 25-yard shot, practice at that, but then step it back to 35 and 45. I've got one spot where it's 55 to 60 feet that
right.
I shoot from, and I've got 3 pegs, so when I'm shooting from 55, I just move my bottom peg up a notch, and it's remarkable how if you have your poundage set right on your bow, how accurate that comes in if you're using a pin.
Yeah, and I've got a scope, of course, on the crossbow, and there's the reticle on the inside has 4 gradations on the bottom, you know, it's, below the crosshair. So you just got them set, again, exactly what you just talked about. It starts at 20, goes 30, 40, and 50. And but my problem is that judging what the difference is between 40 and 50 when the animal's standing out there.
Yeah.
So I don't own a rangefinder yet, but that's
just
the next.
Tell you, that's
the
you
next purchase
get.
That I've got to get.
It's because, critical.
Yeah,
it's too hard.
Yeah.
Especially if you're like I hunt out of trees really high up.
Right.
And that totally throws off your sight.
Your trajectory, too. Yeah.
It does. It does. So I count on that. I got it at Alan Bob's. It's a nice one. It was a couple $100, but, man, that thing has proven me wrong so many times.
Yeah. But it made
it's
you
just
right
like having my
time.
Wife in the tree with me.
Sure, sure. Settling all arguments.
So
just shut up and listen to the piece of equipment.
Yeah, right. Even if you don't need a tune-up, go down to Alan Bob's for all your other gear. They got a bunch of great seats and blinds. I just bought a whole case of arrows because you lose them and break them every year.
Sure.
So get all those broadheads straightened out and get out in those woods next weekend. And you can just podcast our show on your phone. You can still hear our lovely voices.
You've been listening to Grilling Guys on the Grilling Guys Talk Network. Be safe out there getting in and out of a tree. And good luck to y'all that are out there after that big buck in the wild. We'll talk with you next week.